Good morning, and welcome to the Divine Service here at Zion Lutheran, this second Sunday after the Epiphany of our Lord Jesus Christ, where we will hear John the Baptist pointing out that Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. As Jesus is the Lamb of God, it's worth taking a look around our stained glass windows and artwork in the church this morning and finding all the places where we have lambs, the victorious lamb, Jesus holding the lamb. I think there's one or two others in the sanctuary that are worth looking at and finding as you wait for communion this morning. Let us begin our divine service with the singing of our opening hymn, O Glory Be to God on High.
Greetings in the name of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we welcome you to the Sunday, January 15th, 2023 worship service at Zion Lutheran Church in Lincoln, Illinois. Participating this morning in the production of our broadcast is Ken Richards, Steve Sauer, and Terry Biggs. Our organist is Dora Thompson, and the opening hymn is number 947, All Glory Be to God on High, hymn 947, found in the Lutheran Service Book. Nancy Lair is sponsoring the flowers on the altar, and the radio broadcast to the glory of God in honor of the anniversary of her baptism on January 21st.
We rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins unto God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry.
He drew me up from the pit of destruction, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure.
He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord.
Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not turn to the proud, to those who go astray after a lie.
You have multiplied, O Lord my God, your wondrous deeds and your thoughts towards us. None can compare with you. I will proclaim and tell of them, yet they are more than can be told.
Sacrifice and offering you have not desired, but you have given me an open ear. Burnt offering and sin offering you have not required.
Then I said, behold, I have come. In the scroll of the book it is written of me.
I desire to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart.
I have told the glad news of deliverance in the great congregation. Behold, I have not restrained my lips, as you know, O Lord.
I have not hidden your deliverance within my heart. I have spoken of your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your steadfast love and your faithfulness from the great congregation.
As for you, O Lord, you will not restrain your mercy from me. Your steadfast love and your faithfulness forever preserve me. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. With you. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who governs all things in heaven and on earth, mercifully hear the prayers of your people and grant us your peace through all our days. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated. The Old Testament reading for this, the second Sunday after the Epiphany, is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, the 49th chapter, beginning at the first verse. Listen to me, O coastlands. Give attention, you peoples from afar. The Lord called me from the womb, from the body of my mother. He named my name. He made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand, he hid me. He made me a polished arrow. In his quiver, he hid me away. And he said to me, "You are my servant, Israel, in whom I will be glorified." But I said, "I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing in vanity. Yet surely my right is with the Lord, and my recompense with my God." And now the Lord says, "He who formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring back Jacob to him, and that Israel might be gathered to him. For I am honored in the eyes of the Lord, and my God has become my strength." He says, "Is it too light a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to bring back the preserved of Israel? I will make you as a light for the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel and his Holy One, to one deeply despised, abhorred by the nations, the servant of rulers, kings shall see and arise, princes, and they shall prostrate themselves because of the Lord who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel who has chosen you." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading from 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, beginning at the first verse. Paul, called by the will of God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus, and our brother Sosthenes, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints together with all those who in every place call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that was given you in Christ Jesus, that in every way you were enriched in him in all speech and in all knowledge, even as the testimony about Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise for the singing of the Alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks before me, because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but for this purpose I came baptizing with water, that he might be revealed to Israel. And John bore witness. I saw the Spirit descend from heaven like a dove and remain on him. I myself did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I have seen and borne witness that this is the Son of God. The next day again John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked by and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following and said to them, "What are you seeking?" And they said to him, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and you will see." So they came and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two heard John speak and followed Jesus was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which means Christ. He brought him to Jesus. This is the gospel of the Lord. We now confess our common Christian faith through the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Please be seated for the singing of the hymn.
The hymn of the day is hymn number 688, "Come Follow Me, the Savior Spake." Hymn 688 in the Lutheran Service Book.
sermon text this morning from today's gospel reading. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Thus far the words of our text. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So what does the Lamb of God do? The Lamb of God takes away the sin of the world, puts it on himself, bears it, carries it for us, takes it to the cross. He takes away the sin of the world. To say that Jesus, the Lamb of God, takes away the sin of the world, we must very much then acknowledge that there is such a thing as sin, that sin is real and sin actually does exist. And what is this thing that we call sin? Sin is characterized by these words. It is lawlessness. As moral creatures with an intellect and with a will, we are bound to obey the divine will and the law of God. What is that? You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. When we lack in perfectly keeping this divine law, we're not merely in a neutral position to the law. We are actively fighting against the law. We are being law breakers. We are in opposition to it. And that is called lawlessness, wickedness, or sin. And the wages of sin is death. Clearly, then, because God did send us a Savior, sin is a really big deal to Him. Sin must be paid for. And the payment for sin was the life of the incarnate Son of the only true and living God. Behold, John said, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. If this is the case, then we must all be infinitely concerned about being divine lawbreakers. And then even more infinitely concerned about what Jesus has done for us. He's not simply a great moral teacher. He's not merely an example for us to follow. He is the payment, the sacrifice for the sin of the world. And he is here to reconcile all of mankind to God the Father. Thus the cry goes out, repent! Turn away from your sins. Do this daily, hourly, moment by moment. Turn from them in sorrow and cling to the work of the Savior. John the Baptizer cries out, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Regardless if we think we have repented already, or if we think that we have nothing to repent of, John cries out, repent! All humans are in need of repentance. All of us are in need of forgiveness. And because of our fallen nature, we can never really wrap our heads around what sin actually is and how God looks at it, how it offends Him, and how God understands it, to say nothing of completely understanding what it means to repent and turn away from our sin. What is God's remedy to all of this if we are unable to seek Him out, to call upon His name without Him reaching out first? He is the one who will seek us out. He sends His Son to do what? To seek and to save that which was lost. To do this, the Son of God would suffer and die for our lawlessness. Jesus would lift up our sin and bear it and carry it to the cross. In fact, that is the foremost article of our faith. That Jesus Christ, our God and Lord, was put to death for our trespasses and raised again for our justification. So says St. Paul. Isaiah writes under divine inspiration, God has laid on Him the iniquity of us all. The Apostle John records the word of that thunderbolt, John the Baptizer. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The work of God, that work of God that He has done through His Son, Jesus Christ, we lay hold of by faith. Just as the Hebrew slaves did when they trusted the promise of God in the Passover. What were they to do in the Passover? Take the blood of the Passover lamb, put it in a bowl, take some hyssop, dip it in the bowl in the blood, and paint the blood on the doorposts and the lintel of their homes. And when they did this, trusting in the promise of God, that night the angel of death would pass over their house. The lamb was sacrificed so that the angel of death would pass over, that death would pass over that home and that family. The lamb of God was sacrificed. The blood of the lamb of God covered the people and protected them. What are we hearing when we hear these very words? Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. We are hearing and trusting this very word of God, that Jesus Christ, Jesus of Nazareth, He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. It is His blood that covers us. His blood painted on the doorpost and the lintel of our lives. His blood that protects us from the angel of death when it comes for us. This is the faith that we hold, the faith that we have, that we trust deeply and abidingly in the person and work of Jesus Christ. Because this Passover lamb that the Hebrews sacrificed pointed forward to the great rescue from death that would come through Jesus Christ. Christ was given to us that we might believe that we are made righteous, that is, we are justified before God because of this very Christ. We are accounted righteous for Christ's sake when we believe that God is reconciled to us because of Jesus. There is salvation in no other name, no other person, no other work. It is Christ and Christ alone who gives salvation. Faith takes hold and grabs onto the work of Jesus Christ. And therefore we are saved by trusting Christ and in no one else. For Christ did atone for our sins. And He alone is the price by which we are saved. The Lord Jesus came to us and won forgiveness for all humanity. Forgiveness from a sin that we could not pay for on our own. Forgiveness from sin that we could not escape all on our own. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Sin. Either we bear it or the Lamb bears it. Martin Luther writes for us, "It is extremely important that we know where our sin has been disposed of. The law deposits our sins on our conscience and shoves them into our heart. But God takes them away from us and places them on the shoulders of the Lamb. If sin rested on me or on the world, we would be lost, for it is too strong. It is too burdensome. God says, I know your sin is unbearable for you. Therefore, behold, I will lay it on my lamb and relieve you of it." Believe this. If you do, you are delivered of sin. There are only two abodes of sin. It either resides with you, weighing you down, or it lies upon Christ, the Lamb of God. If it is loaded on your back, you are lost. But if it rests on Christ, you are free and saved. In short order, in a few weeks, we will sing this hymn, and it's good to remember. Not all the blood of beasts on Jewish altars slain could give the guilty conscience peace or wash away the stain. But Christ, the heavenly Lamb, takes all our sin away. A sacrifice of nobler name and richer blood than they. My faith would lay its hand on that dear head of thine, while as a penitent I stand and there confess my sin. My soul looks back to see the burden thou didst bear, when hanging on the cross I know my guilt was there. Believing we rejoice to see the curse removed, we bless the Lamb with cheerful voice and sing His bleeding love. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Amen. And now may that peace which passes all understanding be in your hearts and minds through the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Let us now all rise for the prayers of the church. Merciful God, you formed your Son in the womb of your servant Mary to be a light for the nations. Preserve that light among your people. Gather us around your word and sacraments. Enlighten and strengthen us by your grace. And grant that we might reflect the light of Christ to those around us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of glory, the heavens declare your handiwork, and each day and night testify to your majesty. Bless all teachers and students that, in their exploration of the arts and sciences, they may see your creativity and glorify you. Also do we pray for Dr. Perry as he meditates on the call to serve our school as our principal. Grant him clarity of deliberation and peace in his decision. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Holy God, your Son consented to be the servant of rulers and to be abhorred by the nations so that he might redeem the world. Fortify all in authority with courage and wisdom to govern justly, and cultivate penitent hearts among them so that they may gladly fall before the Redeemer on the last day. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Holy God, your Son became the Lamb of God to take away all of our sins and infirmities by his death and resurrection. Remember all who are in need of your help and healing, especially Kathy Richard Williams, as she undergoes surgery this week. We ask that you'll provide skill to Kathy's surgeons and a swift recovery for her. Deliver all those who are ill according to your merciful will, and preserve them in the certainty that their sins are taken away. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, John the Baptist first revealed your incarnate Son as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, and foretold his victory over sin by the sacrifice of his body and blood of the cross. Prepare the hearts of all who receive that same body and blood of our resurrected Savior this day, that they would welcome him in repentance and faith. Lord, in your mercy, grant, O Father, your peace to the family of Harold Rose as they grieve his death. Yet even in the midst of their tears, may they rejoice in his adoption by grace in the waters of holy baptism, so that they would look forward to the day of resurrection and the glories of eternal life. All these prayers we ask through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Please be seated for the reception of our gifts and offerings.
You have been sharing in the morning worship at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street here in Lincoln, Illinois, where you've just heard Pastor Mark Thompson deliver the message for this morning. If you cannot be physically present, join us every Sunday morning on the radio at 8 a.m. over WLLM 1370 a.m. or WLLM 105.3 FM or on Facebook Live or on the Internet at zlc.org. Zion is a member congregation of the Worldwide Fellowship of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. If you are without a church home, we invite you to become a part of the Zion family. If we may assist you in any way, please call us at 732-3946 or write to us at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street, Lincoln, Illinois, 62656. Zion also offers a premier education with a Christian worldview for children from ages 3 through the 8th grade at Zion Lutheran School. If you would like more information concerning the school, please contact the school office at 732-3977. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with you all. Amen.
We now rise for the singing of the offertory. Up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For what had been hidden from before the foundation of the world, you have made known to the nations in your Son. In him, being found in the substance of our mortal nature, you have manifested the fullness of your glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created, and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The peace of the Lord be with you always. body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith for life everlasting.
Thank you. in the blood of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who strengthen and preserve you in the true faith and life everlasting.
Please rise. The true body and true blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith into life everlasting. Depart in His peace. Amen. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and grant thee his peace.
The closing hymn is number 809, Great is Thy Faithfulness, hymn 809 in the Lutheran Service Book.
Announcements. First is a youth group tonight, junior high and senior high, 6 to 8 p.m. here at the church. It is game night and Christian formation night. So we'll have a little Bible study this evening and then some games following that. And please bring a snack to share if you're in the youth group and you're coming this evening. Also, This last page, the back page here, and the inside of the back page has all the information for pancake and sausage and things going on at school and whatnot. So please be aware of that. I don't think there's any extra announcements on that this morning. Just be aware of these pages for pancake and sausage. And may the Lord bless all of you. May He bless your comings in and your goings out from this time forth and forevermore. Amen.
to your service this morning. Oh, please share it.